DW.
As the spiralling economic and political crisis in Venezuela worsens each day, more and more people cross the Simón Bolívar Bridge, the meeting point of San Antonio in western Venezuela with Cúcuta in eastern Colombia. Families stand idly with bags stuffed with pasta, flour and rice under trees taking respite from the sun. Taxi drivers call aggressively for potential clients and hawkers shout cabello, or hair, which is bought from migrants who are fleeing their country with little more than a few possessions on their back. A couple of blocks from the bridge is the Casa de Paso kitchen. Here, thousands of Venezuelans receive breakfast and lunch each day, courtesy of the church. Carolina Corvos, 32, is sat at a plastic table in the converted car park, finishing a plate of rice, lentils and bread. Alongside her is her cousin, Marily Benitez, 24, and her 11-year-old daughter, Rosemary. She left her husband and son in Maracaibo, in northwestern Venezuela, a month ago, and now sells snacks on the street to save money to head to the capital of Bogotá in the hope of finding more work opportunities and a school place for her child.
In Venezuela, it's very hard. We simply don't have enough money for anything, really. I brought my daughter here so she can study. I'm working so she can study and eat. I know it will be really difficult, but at least she can study here.
The chaos that is engulfing Venezuela has meant that Carolina's children have not been to school for a year while teachers strike for a living wage. Here, life is not easy either, particularly for families, but the kitchen help takes off some of the load.
If it wasn't for this, we would still be traveling. There are three of us, and I don't know how we would manage without the lunch they give us here.
The shelter was founded 2 years ago to help the most vulnerable, like Corvos and her family, as the crisis spilled over the border. Some 40,000 now cross each day, according to the latest estimates from government officials. Most come and go the same day buying basic food items or medicine that are unavailable or prohibitively expensive across the border. Others sell their hair or bodies in order to eat. For many, this is the last they will see of their homeland for a long time. For Fabiola Ruiz, the program's coordinator, it is not an easy job, but a necessary one.
Here you see just how distressed the people are. Many first arrivals are crying and starving. They don't know what to do and don't have a penny in their pocket. The worst part is they simply don't know how to turn their lives around.
The program was started 2 years ago for 300 people, but 3,500 now come on average each day, and that number is rising, Ruiz says. In some parts of Latin America, Venezuelan migrants have experienced xenophobia as the exodus grows. In Colombia, there have been cases of lynchings, and in August 2018, a Venezuelan camp near the border in Brazil was burnt to the ground in an anti-immigrant riot. Some argue that a country such as Colombia, with so much poverty and social issues, should help its own first, but Ruiz argues against this. She believes the Colombian character is strong enough to help both, thanks to its history, which has been shaped by 5 decades of conflict.
It's because this is the essence of being a Colombian. We have been warriors. We have had to live through tough situations, tough because of crime and tough because of armed groups. Colombians are used to working hard and fighting.
The team working at the soup kitchen now depends on 27 Venezuelan volunteers, many of whom have had to leave their country themselves. Diomel Lopez, 31, previously worked at a bus terminal in Maracaibo, but now works in the kitchen after coming to Cúcuta 2 years ago to sell juice as food shortages in Venezuela began to bite. He joined the team when he saw the warmth with which they treated those in need.
When I saw the people waiting, I saw something that I always will remember and reflect upon. When we arrived, aside from giving us food, they received us with a hug. And that is something that you are not going to find anywhere else.
But although the kitchen reaches thousands, it is being stretched, and Diomel fears that current tensions inside and outside of Venezuela over the nation's political future could bring war, violence, and more suffering.
I hope it does not play out that way. We don't want any more blood. We don't want any more death and dead Venezuelans.
Más venezolanos muertos.
Thank you.
dw.